gifts. This year, my gift to you is going to be friendship.
That's fucking bullshit, dude. I want presents.
Well, you're not gonna get any unless you finish your vegetables.
Yucky.
Gifts.
I always say, Chris, when it comes to gifts, you're a better rapper than me.
Boo, book, boo, book. My name is Chris, and I'm here
No, Chris, the podcast jokes can't bleed their way into the intro jokes. Separation of church and state.
Church and state? Wait. Church and state? Chris and Steve?
Whoa.
Gifts! Did you say grifts?
You betcha, you yellow-bellied rube. While you may be on the square, my swindle's right in the bindle. I'm running playback on the rackets, and this Framus is choosing his mark. Working to tat is both the short con and the long end, while my roper targets the inside man. Once I show my cackle bladder, the G-Men will be none the wiser, and my Kansas City shuffle puts the fix on those Sharpies. Thank goodness I can look up most used grifter slang here on
The Reviewniverse. One and done. You didn't even need to restart that.
I blacked out.
Welcome to the Reviewniverse. I'm Chris.
I'm Steve.
And this is a podcast about two crackin' men who have been hired to review everything in the universe. What did you just do? Were you trying to say the thing with me?
I did, and I think I did it pretty well.
I sounded like you started with the word S when I started with the word C.
Well, I said Steve.
Wait, what? The first two Steven men you were trying to say?
Oh, maybe I did. When I was like trying to find the word, you mean? Yeah. It's possible I did.
What are you talking about?
We're on the same page.
Listen, Steve, what the hell is going on this year, today, and always at this time of the year and today?
Christmas.
Yeah. Anything else?
Nope. Just Christmas. Sorry. I was just trying to get you while you're sipping your seltzer.
Well, around Christmas time, you and I have a little tradition.
It's my favorite and only holiday tradition.
Years have we done this?
You know, I was actually thinking about that the other day. I think we first did this in 2018,
so we did
maybe
okay
17 or 18.
Actually, no. So 18 or 18 because we did two during the run of our podcast.
Okay, which would be 18-19.
Yes, and then
COVID,
virtually, which is when we did virtual,
which is really fun.
Yes, 21 we did. That wasn't here, was it?
Oh man,
last year we did here. I don't know if yes, it was. Then we did 3 years in this current apartment.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, that was six. This is the sixth year?
19, 20 would have been the God damn it. 18, 19 podcast, 20 virtual, one, two, three. Yeah, six.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm glad two men figured that out live on air.
Pause it.
Yeah, shut up. We got to do some heavy maths here. Number six, which is fun. And I know you really enjoy describing how we do this. We tell it every year, but every year I think people are like, wait, what? How do they gift each other shit?
It's complicated to explain if you don't know us or...
I guess.
Or if you don't know that we do this.
Right.
Because I feel like I have to give the backstory of why we started doing this. Because you can't be like, yeah, we went to Target and bought each other presents.
Sure.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
So am I going back to the beginning?
Listen, dog, you start wherever you want. Start in the middle. Start like 3/4 of the way through and then loop yourself back around to 3/4.
So in about 2011 or 12,
yep, perfect.
We worked together at the Second City. Flash forward to our first year doing the podcast, which is 20...
You skipped over Hawaii. My cat.
Your cat did not approve. No, tell Hawaii.
Sorry.
I did. We went to Hawaii together and it rained.
A lot.
It rained.
And it hailed for the first time in near history. Anyways.
Yeah.
Good times.
And then we made a podcast together.
Mm-hmm.
And the first holiday podcast we did, this was, I'm 99% sure it was your idea. Because
this is what Gene and I did for each other before we started
really?
Doing this.
Oh,
we
did
this
hijack for our, Gene's thing?
No, I did. I took it and was like, this is what we normally do for our stocking stuffers. So I figured it would be similar.
Do you still do it for your stocking stuffers?
Yes.
Cool. Well, now we can tell everybody what it is, which is you and I go to Target at the same time. We enter the door and say, see you later.
Enter the door. Yeah.
And then we we buy each other five things and try our best to avoid each other in a store. We've like seen each other from a distance a few times, knock on wood, we've never spoiled anything.
Yes.
And we say, cool, your budget's this, and then get five presents and then check out and just like say, let me know when you're checking out so we don't bump into each other. Then we come here, we record our advent calendar episode, and then we take a break and wrap the presents that we bought at Target.
Yes.
Record a second episode, which is this one, our gifts episode, where we give each other the gifts we bought at Target. And
three
we
things.
Open them live on air.
Three things. First, we did this every year except for 2020 when we paid two men to go to Target for us, shop for us, and then send it to us.
I mean, like,
it was
like DoorDash.
But that's what we did. We paid
it was like
two people.
Dressed up as Chris and Steve.
Yeah, they had to the whole time. Two, we keep raising our budgets every year. I think this is the most I've ever spent on you.
Me too.
Nearly $100.
Same thing.
Okay. We don't have children, so we can have disposable income. It's okay, everyone. And then three, J'accuse.
What?
You didn't get me a birthday present this year.
Oh, you really want to say that? I didn't.
And no, chicken tenders at Alamo Draft House don't count.
They count a little, but that's not, that's like,
I'm
wasn't
absolutely joking. I don't care.
I did,
but I thought it'd
with
be funny to.
During the 3 hour and 97 minute epic of Killers of the Flower Moon,
yeah,
which is a great story.
Not against
really
your will.
Movie.
It was a great movie. I said, do you want to go to this movie? And you went, yes.
I went, oh, fine, if I have to, if you'll never make fun of me for not buying your birthday.
I'm sorry,
presents.
I dragged you to a Martin Scorsese movie.
I'm totally kidding. So yeah, that's fair. Way to culturalize the episode by bringing French into it, which is
French.
Yeah,
oh yeah, Jacques.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Jacques.
How do you respond?
Not to be confused with Jacques Hughes, which is who is French John Hughes.
Ooh.
Famous for Le Breakfast Club.
Yep, and right? Home.
How do you say 16 in French?
Yeah,
French 16 candles.
French 16 candles. That's
yep.
My favorite.
And
Chateau Alone. Good.
Yeah, good enough. Good enough. Home Alone, in case it just kind of blended through. Ferris, was he?
Yeah.
Ferris
Bueller's Month Off.
Yeah, yes.
Because they're famously lazy.
Yes.
Good one.
Not lazy. They just,
I know.
Like, take
they're
a ton
stereotypically
of
lazy.
Yes.
And what do we got? Uncle Buck. Let's see. What can we do for that?
Uncle
one?
Buck.
He wrote it, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think he might have directed it.
Uncle Buck, he spells like B-U-Q-U-E.
Okay.
I think.
Trains.
Yes.
Instead of planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yes. And then, what is, not 16 Candles, but there's another Molly Ringwald.
Pretty in Pink.
Yeah.
So what do you do for that one?
I would just make that one in French.
Pretty in,
like be...
pretty in Red, White, and Green. That's their flag color?
Red, White, and Blue.
Really?
Red, White, and Green is Italy.
Oh, sure. Red, White, and Blue is France.
Stripes. Stripe.
Red, yeah, ours red, is stripe too.
No,
do they
but
have
like
stars
three
on
vertical.
It? Do they have 50 stars on it?
Roughly.
Wow. I had no idea the French were so much like us.
Very similar.
Let's go!
Holiday we all have roll. Freedom fries.
Oh, yeah. What?
So we all have freedom fries, but then you came up with a better song.
We do have freedom fries here and there. Do you think they call them just fries over there, dude?
That's one of my favorite jokes.
That
like
I just made
types,
up right now?
Joke types, yeah.
I made it up right now.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I'm that funny.
No, well, congratulations. How do we decide who goes first?
We usually do rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
But we did that earlier. So, hey, how about let's do this? Whoever can do the best Kermit the Frog goes.
Okay.
All right. You want to start?
We need the same sentence to say.
Okay. Let's see. Would you like fries with that?
Okay.
Miss Piggy.
Okay, addressed to Miss Piggy.
Yeah, he's
okay.
Working at McDonald's. Miss Piggy comes up. I don't know.
Would you like fries with that, Miss Piggy?
Pretty good.
Okay.
I'm doing this because I saw a meme that was like, I feel like every white male has a secret
Kermit
the Frog impression.
Yeah.
Right, let me try. Would you like fries with that, Miss Piggy?
That was really good. That was much better.
Right.
That's actually really
I didn't good. Mean to set myself up.
That was Jacques Henson-esque.
Jacques Henson. Oh, boy. French Labyrinth. the Muppets.
The Muppets.
The Muppets. Yeah.
Just the Muppets, I think. Okay, so that means you open first, right?
Yeah.
Or you get to decide, I guess.
Yes, you go first.
We
What?
I was just like, so many decisions to make a decision. Which is like, yeah.
With my power of first turn, okay. I choose you go first.
I think that's completely reasonable.
Yeah, 100%. You get the power, bro.
Is there an order in which I you want
no,
me to
it's just whatever you want. Okay. You don't need to go from top to bottom. Okay. But
well, I'm going to start here.
Great.
It says, to Steve from Cross.
It doesn't say Steve.
To Stove from Cross. So... I want to say thank you to your friend, Chris, who misspelled her name.
Yes.
And not you, Chris, misspelling your name to be Cross.
Steve, what is that? What are you reading that off of?
That's right. one of the four, I'm saying name tag, gift tags.
Yes.
That you've got in your Skyrim
Advent calendar. And you got four,
I got four
Dungeons and Dragons
ones, and you'll see those too. great. So two Stove, that's me. From Cross, which is you. Yep. And and on the name tag is, I don't 100% know what that is. You said it's one of the upgrades.
Yeah, it's like one of the constellations.
This wrapping paper is super cool.
Yeah, it's like a little laser grid with pizza and like
very, very trapper
keeper. Finger trap. Yeah.
It's like a trapper
keeper. It actually is Trapper Keeper brand.
Oh, really?
I'm not even joking. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Who did you send this to?
So Roosevelt's is the shirt brand.
Oh, you love them.
Yeah, I got a Trapper Keeper shirt, literally, cool. The brand. It says Trapper Keeper on it.
Oh, amazing.
And they sent me some... We're wrapping paper with it for free.
That's fantastic. Wow. That explains quite a bit.
You nailed it with the Trapper Keeper.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
I'm surprised you got it.
Well,
congratulations, Stove.
What do I win?
A stove.
I guess this present.
A stove.
Okay. I'll do
any
that.
Any observations about the item?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
But you don't have to. It's interesting,
it's like,
though.
Soft in the front, hard in the back, which means it's maybe got a battery pack, or it's in just like a packaging that needs to be removed. Anyway,
uh-oh.
I am going to unwrap this as slowly as possible.
No, you can tear it. I'm not going
to
reuse this.
I don't
this.
Want to...
Stove.
Okay.
Stove.
Alrighty. Oh, what is this? Oh, interesting.
What is it? What does it say? Just put it there.
Yeah, this is a pop culture blind bag for ages 14 and up.
That's smack dab in the middle of that one.
It looks, I gotta tell you, it's like very like synthwave retro.
Yeah.
It goes really well with the
I like to get you like surprise bags.
You do. I feel like you give me one every year.
I do. It's a tradition. And generally it's like for little children, but I found this one and it seems like it's for more adults. So
well, at least 14 and up. So it's a blind bag. It says over $25 worth of toys and collectibles for only $9.99.
Oh, I didn't pay that.
Oh.
I paid less.
Oh.
It was on sale.
Oh, cool. You want me to open it up?
Go ahead, bro.
Okay.
Were you just going to leave it unopened?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take it home and just enjoy it myself.
I guess I'll go on.
Yeah, start from the top, I guess.
I'm trying to,
what you got?
So this is
what the fuck?
Hello Kitty keychain?
Hello Kitty.
Made out of tennis ball material, I think.
Are you serious?
Maybe.
Hello Kitty Team USA vinyl keychain series.
Yeah, it's like a
it has like an it has a it's like for the Olympics. Team USA.
Oh.
So you can see on the side the types that you'd get.
Got it. Yeah, and I have,
did you get the tennis ball one?
I have the tennis ball.
That's so cool. Yeah. I think that's there's like a basketball, tennis ball, soccer,
a volleyball.
It's Hello Kitty's head, right?
It's in the shape of it. There's no face.
Break
it
out. Let me see. I want to see this. Yeah. I want to see if it's like actually tennis ball material.
Yeah. These things are taped so hard all the time. Do you think we should get a pair of your scissors?
Yes. I will go get it.
Oh, there you go. All right. Oop. That was louder than I meant.
Thank you for sitting in silence as I left, holding down the fort.
No, I didn't sit in silence. I was loudly unwrapping.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry.
Is that good enough?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You took a very small chop with the scissors on that.
I did it at the corner, and I thought it would, like,
it's
open
a very
up.
Small piece of the corner, and you couldn't get your finger in. Which,
I don't like
it. Okay, yeah, it is,
it's
it
like
is tennis
weird
ball.
Weird felt.
It's trying to be tennis
it's
ball.
It's trying to be tennis ball.
Ah!
Did you just see?
Because I wanted to smell, like,
right
if it was,
on.
Like, chemically. Oh, it sure is.
It's, oh, my God. I think I just got throat cancer.
Did chemicals.
I just got throat cancer.
So you're throwing that on your keychains, right?
Immediately.
Good. All right, next up is your pop culture. Oh, my God. Pop culture blind bag.
What
whoa.
What the heck is this?
This is big. It looks like a blow-up thing?
Maybe. It says
it's big and yellow.
To bright yellow says to avoid danger of suffocation. Keep oh, it's talking about the bag.
So it looks like it's like a yellow blow up toy, at least from first glance. It's like folded up. Though? Oh, it is.
So is it like a
it's a bag? That'd be fine. Maybe it's like a bag. Like
it could be a bag. No, it's like like a.
Oh, okay. I see a design on it.
Hang on. Maybe a shirt? No,
it's an apron.
Oh, cool!
Whoa! That's awesome!
That's really cool.
That's actually legitimately cool.
It is a Los Pollos Hermanos apron. Whoa! That's like worth the price of admission.
And something you might actually use.
Yeah, I totally will.
If you're grilling out front or something, that's like that's actually legit.
I might just like play video games in this with you.
You just wear my video game apron.
I'm going to put it on. Oh, this is so cool.
That's a, nice call, right?
All right.
Nice call, game? You? No, not me. I chose out of three different bags. I guess it was a call by me. But. Yeah. Okay, all right, your yellow streak continues. Two out of two yellow things.
Oh, yeah, and I think there's only one thing left.
Okay. Can
you feel around in there and see? I don't think
nope, you got something else in there.
Oh, okay. This is a Nika Scalers? I've never seen this.
What the fuck is that?
It's a Captain America.
Oh!
Oh, attach them to headphone cables.
Yes. So it's like a little Captain America that's holding on to a rope, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Yes, but it's able to hold on to your, like, headphones. Wires.
That's very cute.
That is pretty funny. Oh, my gosh.
Right, he looks really dorky, too.
He looked, yeah. It's like
his head is very big. I mean, those big head things are normal, yeah. But...
okay, and the last thing is another keychain with three possums on it?
Three possums?
The Crimes of Grindelwald? Is that a Harry Potter?
Yeah. It's like I think the second of three of the Fantastic Beasts movies that nobody likes. So clearly it was just like a garbage thing that they're like...
Oh, that makes me want to check if Los Pollos Hermanos is spelled correctly.
Right. It's definitely the exact logo from the show.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, I guess, a couple of the Beastos from this.
Okay, that's actually cute. They're called Nifflins.
Okay.
And they like shiny things. So they put them in their pouch, and I think they can, like, their pouch is, like, connected to a different dimension because they can fill a ton of things in there.
Interesting. Well, that was cool.
Yeah, good and weird haul.
Here's something. So just to speak to the value of that thing, you said it was $9.99. This keychain itself is marked at $8.90.
Jesus.
Yeah.
From where?
I don't know. It's just the price that's printed on there.
So I'm taking out your gifts so I can put the garbage in.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But I'm sorry that it's loud and crinkly.
Oh,
Steve, tell them all about
how loud and crinkly it is.
How loud and crinkly it is.
It's not that bad. I've been to louder places. Not crinklier places. But...
Yeah, I think that Pollos Hermanos apron was worth
the price of admission.
I paid $7.99 for that. Yeah. The whole box.
You want it?
No!
Oh, okay.
It's a gift to you. Why would you try to give it back to me?
If you saw this, you would have got it for yourself.
Steve, that's not how gifts work.
You know, I did not get you a birthday present.
Yes. Yeah, here's a gift you gave me. Do you want this? That's such a rude thing to say. You want this thing back that you just got me? No. You jerk.
All right, well, take her away.
Yeah, take her away, boys.
All you right, piece of shit. Okay, presents.
I'm going to blindly reach unless there's one you want me in.
No, there's no... there's no right or wrong. We're okay. All over the board.
All right. I got two Chris from Gene, parentheses, not. I see a little mimic here, which is a... Yeah.
I want to call out that we did not discuss being stupid on the name tags prior to this.
Okay. Did you do normal ones?
What? No. I mean, you and I both did funny name tags.
Yeah, of course. So why would we put our normal names on it?
Oh, I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, if this wasn't like a planned bit. This one was wrapped with the remaining one sheet. That's why it's a little funky.
Okay. What do we got here? Whoa. Oh, my gosh. That's cool.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see if I can describe what this is. Have you ever heard of this?
Wink-a-dink-a-dink-doo. Bonk. Wink-dink-donk. Bink-bonky-doo.
That's Super Mario Brothers. This is... Shut up. It's a Super Mario Brothers Icons Light where it's... the original Mario Brothers standing on like a blue bar, and it's like in pixelated form, big pixelated Mario, a big pixelated mushroom, fire flower, and star. Yeah. And it's a light.
Yeah, you can test it.
Ooh,
out.
Look at that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
What kind of So it says three light modes: standard light, light freezing, and music reactive.
Ooh, cool. I actually didn't even notice that.
So I wonder if
there's like a charger boy in the back. There's
dances to the music, dude.
There's a button on the side too that I don't know what that does. We probably have to like pull a
hold on.
Wait.
I was putting the button into the mic for all you ASMR fans. That's a really cool light. I'm gonna put it in my orifice.
Which one?
The office, right there, where all my like nerdy stuff is for the walls.
You said orifice, which
yeah, I know. I was like quoting The Office.
Oh, yep, very funny.
Here's where Jim's pretending to be Michael and he goes working at this orifice.
Yeah,
but yes, I know that's orifice means a part of your body. Right. That you should that's why I asked. Put which, things
which,
into
which one?
So, open her up. What?
Open her up.
Open her up. Okay. Do you think we can get the music reactive?
I think, well, you just take all the circuits out. It's like the party.
Oh, from the inside.
Yeah.
Well, I am a hacker, and I know you know that, so thank you so much for...
Oh, it came with a cord. Great.
...playing towards my strengths. Oh, weird. So it's like tied, you know, zip... Or not zip tied, but like...
Oh, like, yeah.
Twist tied on the bottom, but it's not open on the bottom, so I have to like do it from the side.
Yeah, we'll deal with it later.
No, I'm getting it. Okay. I want to open it for a regular sieve.
All right. Okay, hey, there you go.
And the other one I just ripped through.
Yeah. This is like pretty, I would say aggressively secured, but like aggressively basically secured.
It's like stuck in the bottom there. I guess I'll do that later.
Yeah.
Where is... Oh, that's like stuck to...
Yeah. There you go.
Wow. All
right.
Wild. Okay. Is it... Oh, it's battery operated?
Well, there's a charger.
But also a charger.
Yeah, there's a USB thing in the back.
Okay, well, I guess I'll fix this later. Yeah. No one can see what I'm doing. But really cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know I like my icon lights.
I do.
And if anyone doesn't know that...
Now you do.
Get with the picture, dude. You should know that I like my icon lights.
Right. I'm just going, right. I'm going down.
Okay.
I think
you're going down.
Am I holding something small?
Yes.
Great.
Am I holding something?
Well, I don't know if it's like part of it. I didn't want to rip, you know? Okay, so this is the same wrapping paper.
Yes.
It's all but one of the same wrapping paper. So
smaller.
That game. It is much smaller. It is the size of like a card, like a gift card.
Kind sure.
Of the sticker's same. It says to Dolph from Darth Maul, which is a Fortnite reference because I play sometimes as a character who's a Rudolph the reindeer
named Dolph. Is he like buff?
Yeah, he's super jacked. He's got like a sweater vest. the design of the sweater is his like body, so it looks like he's like a giant reindeer head on a funny body. It's very silly. So that's what that is all about.
My loins.
And I am going to open this up, maybe.
And I play as Darth Maul. I think you said that, but I interrupted you.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yes.
Hey, cool.
What is it?
Oh, my goodness. It's 2,800 V-Bucks for Fortnite. Thanks, man. That's
You're
pretty
welcome.
Cool.
The Fortnite reference tried to throw you off.
You know, I was looking for these to get one for you.
Oh, yeah.
So, spoiler alert, you didn't get one.
Right.
Because I couldn't find this.
I knew exactly where to look. Because I went to the gift card section. It wasn't there, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, it's probably in the video game section. And of course, they had all the gift cards above there.
Mm.
So I bonked one out.
Got it. Good
My cat's meowing. Or Timmy's meowing.
Yep.
So, Steve, what the hell are V-Bucks?
I call them virtual bucks.
Whoa! But they're coins.
Yeah, they're digital. It's digital currency for the Fortnite video game family.
Jean just rolled her eyes. Steve, I thought you hated Fortnite. Or rather, the last time we opened a Fortnite advent calendar, you were ever so confused.
Well, I was confused because I didn't know anything about it. And I feel like we like gave away... I feel like that probably came with V-Bucks, too.
Yes.
Right?
V-Bucks. Oh, it did come with V-Bucks.
Yeah, because we were like, fuck this. Who cares?
Damn it.
And I feel like maybe one of the things was like a V-Buck, right?
Right.
Like a token.
Yeah.
But what it's digital currency that you can spend on like your funny dances and costumes and just game.
But you
content.
Never really liked Fortnite.
Oh, sorry. Well, the very first time we played it, it wasn't fun.
Yeah.
Largely, I think a little bit because we didn't know what we were doing, a little bit because we were getting destroyed by 12-year-olds, and a little bit because it maybe just wasn't that fun.
Sure.
And you found this new mode that's called, well, I don't know if
it's Zero
new,
Build. Yeah,
new to us mode. Yeah, called Zero awesome. Build, where you don't do the not fun stuff and you only do the fun stuff. Chris has since gotten good, been able to talk us through it, and it's really fun.
Yeah, and they started adding other game modes of like Lego Fortnite, and there's like a Guitar Hero mode and a racing mode. So we were intrigued.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of gripped us a little bit.
Yeah, it's pee fun.
It's pee fun. Pretty fun. And now you can buy some new dances to annoy me with.
Yeah. Sweet. Thanks, man.
Dude. Enjoy those V-Bucks. It includes 12% extra.
Wow. Just because that's about how extra I am.
Yep. Exactly 12% yeah. extra than the normal man.
I'll take a latte with 12% milk.
They're like, just take 2%. It's very simple.
Hear me out.
How do you not understand 12% milk?
Okay. Pours an imaginary coffee and gives it to me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Was that so hard?
Why did you write stove on the cup?
Chris is working in Starbucks. Rips off his mask.
Wow. Where did you get this cool wrapping paper from this gift I just took?
So this cool wrapping paper is actually technically a bag.
Yes, that you taped shut.
Yeah, because the thing was like just big enough.
Okay.
It was from the, my gosh, not Fortnite, the Dungeons & Dragons Advent Calendar.
Yes.
And
you got a
randomly
gift bag.
Came with like this little crinkly gift bag. Don't forget your cat wants that.
It
when
is
we're
ripping.
Done.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe I'll just open it from the end. It's pretty.
This one?
The taped end, yeah.
All right. It's a little small square.
Yep.
Kind of a little larger, like twice the size of a pack of cards.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure what the implication of this is, but I've received a scrub daddy, which is a... it's a fucking sponge. We've all seen these. They're like smiley faces. laughing so much.
I just thought it was funny because it was called the scrub daddy.
Yeah. Have you ever seen these before?
Yeah, but like...
I think we have one over there. It's funny, but... No, we don't. But it's the world's favorite sponge. It's like a... scratch-free. It's dishwasher safe. That's cool.
Oh.
Deep cleaning. My eyes provide an ergonomic grip. And the smile cleans utensils. That's cool. You can stick a little spoon in his smile and he'll swipe it off. He'll slurp it up.
That hot chocolate poop off that spoon.
Yeah, which we all have.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not sure of what you're implying.
I just
wanted
you to read about a scrub daddy.
Okay. Are you saying that my house needs a good scrub from head to toe?
No. What I'm saying is...
Because how many times have I fucking told you I don't want no scrubs? Ooh. Especially not scrubs daddies.
That's better than what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
I didn't really have anything. I was just like a slow walking.
A scrub daddy is a guy that is a great big son to me. Smiling on the planet side.
Got it. Yeah, I just thought it would be funny for you to open a thing that said scrub daddy.
I mean, it was pretty funny.
Great. Yes.
It's very firm. Have you touched it?
Yeah, dude, this is a scrub daddy.
It's way firmer than
this
a sponge.
This is not just a sponge. It's a scrub daddy.
But it says the world's favorite sponge.
Yeah, get it wet.
Also, that's not true. You know who the world's most favorite sponge is.
Who?
SpongeBob. Who are they trying to get scrub daddy in there to take the spot?
It's like Nickelodeon spinoff.
Nickelodeon scrub daddy.
Scrub dad square visits.
Sure, scrub dad square visits, which is what a deadbeat dad is ordered to do.
Hey,
scrub dad square visits.
Just dropped off my girlfriend.
It always has to be in a fucking
baseball
town game. Square baseball diamond, which is technically a square if you turn it on its side.
Just picturing the scrub daddy face on a body, just like
scrub
his
dad
little scrub
square
son.
Also, by the way, Steve is still wearing his apron from earlier, so it's very funny right now.
We're gonna take it off.
I want some fried chicken now that you're standing here in front of me.
We could order some fried chicken.
Fuck. Yeah. Damn it.
Okay, my turn, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. You're closing your eye.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
More Trapper Keeper paper.
Uh huh. What?
The gift tag on this one says to John McPingus from Gorfston.
I don't know why that's funny to me.
It is very funny. I
just wanted to hear you say Gorfston.
This is Gorfson is my scrub daddy.
Yeah.
There you go. Who's your scrub daddy?
God. I mean, John McPingus, I guess.
Maybe Gorfson is your scrub daddy.
Yeah. Don't forget about John McPingus, please.
Oh, my God. So this is a box. I shake it. It's nothing jingly.
I shake it.
Like it's like probably, you know, maybe 8 inches by 5 inches.
Okay.
Like
you're fine, Gene.
Yeah.
No, that was our funny. Fringe is beeping.
Oh. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, hey, cool. National Geographic, discover crystal treasure. Break open 2 geodes.
Get ready for some loud
it's
like banging.
It's a science kit for children. With genuine geode specimens inside.
It's good for children.
The kit includes 2 premium quality geodes,
mm-hmm.
only 1 pair of safety goggles,
okay,
1 magnifying glass,
uh-huh.
1 display stand, and 1 learning guide.
All right, let's crack them open, bro.
Are you serious?
Why the
Do
fuck
you have
not?
A hammer?
Yes, of course. I have, live in a house.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you don't
have a hammer. Look how many things are on the walls.
Yeah, but some of them are up with Velcro. On the stairs,
only
some
here.
GM strips.
Don't ever talk about Velcro like that. Oh, Gene's getting a hammer. Thanks, Gene.
Oh. Gene coming through.
Do we need to...
Does someone need my hammer?
What about the shrapnel? Is that going to happen, you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Should we put
I'm
it in a plastic bag?
Oh,
Gene's got a plastic bag. Here we go.
Oh, Gene, I don't
hammer
know.
Chisel method. Sock method. They said put it in a sock. I think it's okay to put it in a that. Yeah, that's good, Genie. Thank you. All right, so Steve's got his safety goggles.
This is my apron. Look at all my personal protective equipment.
Hi, Gene.
These goggles are meant for a child's head.
Yes,
oh,
but...
you look like you're from Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah, now you have goggles on. Literally, it looks like you're cooking.
Cow house.
Can I be Jesse? You have to be Walter.
You think I would be?
In between the two of us, yes.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You're more nor-nonsense than me.
Yeah.
And I love smoking meth. There's this okay. display stand that looks like a little table.
Yeah, that's literally...
Oh, and a shitty like, magnifying glass.
I don't know, it might not be.
Might not be so, shitty?
No, it's very good, actually.
Okay, good.
This is National Geographic.
I understand. Like, so you got your 2 geodes there.
I can probably just break them in this bag.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Protect
whatever.
Your table. I will... well, here. Let,
no,
let,
it's fine. It's fine to be on the table. Put it on top of the...
I
want
to touch them.
Yeah, you got to touch the geodes.
They're hard.
They're like rocks. Egg size about?
Yeah, like golf balls. I would say like a golf ball and a half each. They feel
okay.
like stale chicken nuggets. I do feel like if I squeezed hard enough, I could break it.
Do it.
I don't think I actually can, but it
okay.
feels like I can.
Right.
They're a little dusty, but that's okay.
It's a geode, bro. Here, actually, put it on top of my sweater, on top of...
Yeah, I will do whatever... Oh, hello, cats.
I guess. No, that won't work. Just put it on the table. I'm going to pick up both mics so it doesn't make a really
loud. Oh, that's
of
a good idea. I'm going to... we could probably just edit this sound part out.
Sure. Yeah, no, I think we're fine.
Okay.
All right, let's go. He's about to hammer. Bam!
I don't like this.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
very
really hard.
Oh, yeah. Did that work? Yeah, that worked.
One of them did.
He got one open.
One of them was very easily open.
Okay. How about the other one? Let's see. Can you get it?
Oh.
Is he getting it? Him and his goggles is very funny right now.
Oh, that's probably smart, Gene.
Or on the no, I think you got it. Just whack it. Ooh.
There we go.
Damn. Okay. All right. I think we're good.
Oh, sorry.
He got really into the breaking open of the geodes. All right. I want to see the delicious treasures inside.
Okay. Well, here is one.
Gene's watching too. She's very interested.
He's very
oh, you got socks for me, for us. Thank you.
Here's one.
Whoa. Look at that.
The,
crystals.
It's like glitter.
It's very beautiful.
Let me get the other one out.
It's what does it look like inside, Steve? Can you explain?
It's white and glittery. It just looks like white.
It's
big,
like
white glitter.
It's like white crystals.
Yeah.
Usually I'm aware of like the pink or purple ones, you know.
And this other one didn't actually break open all
oh
the
my
way, but
God.
It looks like it was about to.
Is this
be...
the one that was like you're having trouble with?
Yeah.
All right, give me a whack.
All right.
Call me Gator Golf.
Hang on.
Oh, I need the goggles. Thank you, sir.
Good fucking luck getting those on your
head. I have two of the biggest head.
Yeah.
Oh, not too bad.
Welcome to the Science Hour with Chris Miller.
Thank you.
Today we're going to learn all about atoms.
And Eves.
Yeah. Always forget you went to Catholic school.
Damn, this one is a bitch. Can you hold up my mic?
That's what she. Maybe. I got it.
Ready? Yeah, got it. It got some stuff a little bit.
Good job.
Places.
Everywhere?
No, not too bad.
All right.
But I did whack it open.
This one looks the same.
So wow, no, actually I would say it's much more dense, which
it's
is
more dense.
Why it was harder. And the crystals are more dense too. So Steve, the real question is, which one are you going to put on the display case?
I have to see what they both look like. We have Denso. Okay. We'll start with Denso.
Yeah, Mr. Denso, who is the hard one to crack.
Yeah. Looks pretty good, actually.
It does.
Looks like it belongs in a museum.
Ooh.
Just like Indiana Jones stuff.
AKA Steve's house.
Yep. Of old stuff.
Yep.
Okay. Whoops.
So oh, Denso, gosh, I'm so sorry. You knocked off, but it looked good. How about non-Denso?
Non-Denso?
I like Denso.
I think I like Denso better.
Denso, that one looks a little too empty for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it looks like National Geographic.
Ooh, Jean pulled out a crystal by herself.
Yeah,
like
here,
sitting
Jean.
By itself.
There you go. It looks like a little fuzzy snowball.
Yeah.
Right, like that you'd see in like a Christmas village. But it's like
fuzzy snowball in a Christmas village.
Oh, wait, we can look at it with the magnifying glass.
Okay, duh. Tell me what you see, please.
The same crystals, but
okay.
Closer.
Wow.
It actually is pretty
how
cool.
Closer?
You can see
12%?
Like, you can see like the angles of the crystals and stuff. This actually is kind of neat.
You have to have your glasses on.
What?
You have to have your glasses on.
My goggles?
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't.
Oh. Yeah.
It's only for breaking.
They're not
for prescription. I'm sorry. I guess so. Yeah, this is so funny. It's a very
cool.
Small magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Steve is like inspecting
you
it.
You gotta get the light.
It's a science kit for children.
It is.
Yeah.
That's fun.
National Geographic. How do you know? What's the age range, dude?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Because
it might be for just Steve's.
Break up into
exactly 39-year-old men.
Oh, cool. Never mind. I take it back. I don't know these kids is on here though. It
Gene,
say.
Gene is looking at our cat through the magnifying glass and laughing hysterically.
Ages 8+.
Hey,
8+.
You nailed it.
I sure did.
All right, Steve. Are you gonna please don't hit the cat with a hammer?
No.
All right, there you go.
Did you? Well, you take a look with the magnifying glass yourself.
I will. Yes. I need. Gene has it.
Yeah,
oh no, she put it down. All right, let me see.
And then tell me.
Oh, okay. It's actually a good magnifying glass.
I told you.
I never believe you until I try for myself.
Oh, maybe you should.
Yeah, it's cool. It's
yeah.
Geodes are crazy, man.
Why?
What?
Wild.
They said why. Like, I don't know.
I did, but I didn't mean to.
I hope you actually display that at your place.
I will.
Really?
Sure, why not?
Yes.
Brought to you by Chris Miller.
What do you mean brought to you?
Well, you gave this to me.
Oh, sure. So any gift is brought to you by me if I've given it to you?
I suppose. There you go.
Feels weird.
All right.
You want to? Should we just dump these? I'll keep the other.
Yeah, maybe Jean wants them. She really likes
I'll
them.
I'll keep the other geode.
There you go.
But we'll pop these in the bag.
Great.
What?
Oh, this isn't great. We will pop this in.
And
the bag.
It's my turn, right?
I have two left. You have three
I
left?
Have three.
Oh, good.
One, a two, a three. That is from
Tootsie Roll. Tootsie
Roll commercial. All right. This one is to Chris from my butt. This is very funny.
to clarify, it says the words my butt, meaning your butt.
Yes, it says your butt, which to Chris from your butt, as in my butt.
Yes.
Not your butt.
Right, I just want, I want everybody
okay.
to know.
Not, it doesn't say Steve's butt. It says your butt.
No.
Just making sure.
Just me too.
This is long and boxy
yep.
And a little thin at the top. Uh-huh. So it like erodes down, I guess.
Does that remind you of?
Reminds me of Paris. An extra tall French fry.
Kind of, actually. Like
why?
The tip of one of like a really sharp McDonald's fry.
Oh my god, what do we got here? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Oh, that's great. So we got a Kirby 5 men's casual crew sock set. And they're very well packaged. Like, it's like kind of like a
like
cascading,
a
yeah, like a French fry. It's cascading down. You can see each sock, and it's like a tall kind of stairs.
So what? Okay,
so I'm gonna pull out each one
real quick.
Yes.
Kabi, take a look at the wrapping paper I used for this one. And specifically look at the gift tag. If you don't remember, I can remind you.
Your butt.
Yes, the one that said your butt on it. Yeah. But look at the tag itself.
Okay. Right. I don't know if I can get it back. It might be here. Oh, yep, here it is.
What do you see on there?
It's the gelatinous cube.
Who else is a gelatinous cube?
Well, he's a gelatinous ball, but
yes,
Kirby.
But see, I did that on purpose.
Well, that's very smart of you, yeah. Steve. And I think that National Geographic is rubbing off on you.
Well, thank you. And I forgot to tell you to do that for the Mario one, too, because I put the Mimic Chest one on that.
Wow.
Because treasures.
Okay. Did you notice the names I addressed you to was a hint as well?
Yes, I did on the
Fortnite one.
Fortnite one.
The other one wasn't.
John McPingus.
Yeah, from
the famous famous Geode professor team.
Very nice socks. These first one is Kirby's big chunky face.
Yeah.
And it says Kirby on the bottom. It's pink. Very pink.
There we go.
Second one we got Maxim tomatoes, I think they're called.
Yeah, they're like health.
If you know from Smash Brothers, you can, or if from the game, you can pick one up and it heals your health. It's a tomato with an M on it.
Yeah.
And this one's red.
I think those are the full health ones, right?
I think so as well.
Yeah.
Of course, next we have Kirby. He is in a little box on the sock and he's riding a star.
That's how he gets from world to world, if I'm not
Kirby's Air Ride, also another great game where he rides a star. It was on GameCube.
Oh. Kirby games are great. They don't get enough attention.
The new one for Switch, I don't know if you played it, is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, okay.
The first 3D Kirby.
Ooh.
Next one. Oh, this one's good. It's Kirby up top.
The other one's not good.
No, I just thought this was just Kirby by himself, but then I saw all the snacks on it.
Ooh.
And it becomes from bad to good.
until I saw the cake.
We got candies, cherries, little mochi balls, cake, all the things
that
Kirby likes
are?
To eat. And less.
I never knew those were mochi balls.
I think so. I don't know what else they would be, right?
Oh, me, I have no idea. I just
think it's mochi balls on a stick, right, Gene?
It's just very cartoony candy to me. I mean, all of it.
Yeah. It's like these three balls on a stick. Gene says, So, confirmed. Yeah, and the last one, and the best, of course, it's just Kirby again.
Yeah.
But he seems to be on some sort of dissolving earth. Or White Sand Beach. Which one do you think?
He's up in the sky.
Oh.
And those are clouds.
You don't think the earth is dissolving really beneath his feet?
That's the end. It's like... Jump.
You don't know it's... But what if it's the earth dissolving between his feet? Just like from the hit game Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. The subspace emissary where Kirby is the first character and last character alive at the end of the earth and brings back all of his friends throughout a magical journey where he has to punch a lot of people in the face.
Is that the plot, really?
I think I mixed up games and titles, but yes.
Oh, great.
Very good.
Could be that one.
I can't have enough socks.
I know that.
These are high quality, too. They're not like the thin, weird ones you get.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad for. And they're not the like screen printed ones. They're actually like the sewed ones.
Yeah.
I think that's a big difference.
Sweet.
In sock quality. What do you think, Steve?
I think so, too, as someone
Steve, god damn it. Jean, my wife, is getting a tea bag.
It has been a long time since you've done that.
Yeah.
I'll keep going.
Okay.
Jesus.
What?
So the name tag on this, or the Kimalaya name tags, whatever. To Mr. Pork.
Uh-huh.
From Miss Cracklin.
Yep. Pork Cracklins, dude.
Is that a thing?
You've never had pork cracklins? Like pork rinds?
I think maybe I have with you.
Pork rinds exist. They're called pork cracklins.
Oh, well, that's still fun.
They're, I think, regionally called that some places.
Got it. Well, whether I knew that or not, it was funny. This is a big one. I'm shaking. It's a little bit of noise.
Hmm. What could it be, dude?
Probably about as dimensionally tall and wide as the...
Geodes.
The geodes.
It's more geodes.
It's thicker.
It's just all geodes for the rest of the day, dude.
Geodes. Wow, Steve, you sure got me a lot of geodes.
You are a dude and you love geodes, so you're a geodude.
Geode.
From Pokemon.
Geode.
You know
I'm a geode
that.
Casher, because I'm going to sell these for money.
Whoa, bro.
That should be a thing. Oh, my God.
She went, oh no.
This is insane. It's a Is it a game or
yeah,
a
toy? Yeah, it's like a board game.
It's called Doodoo Kangaroo. It's a kangaroo sitting on a toilet. And I don't fully know what's going on, but there's involved, we have like donuts with strawberry icing and sprinkles and poop.
And how do you play the game? What does it say on the back?
Kangaroo, hang on, yep, there we go. Yeah. Feed him until he's gotta go. Grab donuts and dodge doo-doos. Collect the most donuts to win.
All right, let's load it up. Do you remember last year you got me a squirrel game very similar to this?
Yeah, you like fed it nuts, right?
Yes,
yeah.
But like they all farted out at the bottom. I'm glad that the actual digestion happens in this game. You know, it's more scientifically accurate.
Yeah.
You and I are big sticklers on science.
Well, I am wearing an apron and I did wear science safety goggles.
I know. That's what we're saying.
We've done science.
We're basically scientists.
We used a magnifying glass.
Dude, we're set.
Right? We transformed rocks or geodes.
Or geodes.
So it's like, it's weird. Like, part of him's like plastic, but part of him's like floppy rubber.
Oh, weird.
Probably for, oh, nope.
Careful, don't rip off his head, dude. It also says on the background, it says, it's go time, which is funny.
Oh, yep, it does. Let me
players,
get those scissors back.
Ages 3+.
Perfect.
Is it? Oh, it's tied. Wait, let's take out. I think you can take out the outside.
Oh,
here.
Yep. I was grabbing it weird.
Yeah, you were grabbing the roux by his neck, dude.
take that.
I'll read how to play the game real quick.
He's zip tied to the toilet.
Whoa, that's like some Saw shit.
It really is.
There's nothing Doodoo Kangaroo likes more than a tasty donut.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Jared!
Feed him donuts from one by one, but watch out. One too many and he'll shake them all out. The first player to fill the plate with 5 donuts wins. Okay. Oh, we need 3 AA batteries. Gene, can you grab those for us? Thank you.
I've never seen secure things like this before. I have to, like, twist them and pull them?
I don't know. Can you, like, cut them?
No, it's just, it works. It's like a weird screw system.
Oh, very intense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, doo-doo kangaroos are in high demand.
I get it.
All right, the doo-doo kangaroo is out of
the doo-doo kangaroo has escaped, I repeat. The doo-doo kangaroo.
Doo-doo kangaroo is on the loose.
A lot of action going on here. Thank you, sweet.
Oh, thank you,
Genie. You want to put the batteries in there, Steve?
Yes.
Please tell me we don't need a Yep, we do. We need a screwdriver.
Oh no.
Gene, post haste, please.
Oh no. Sorry, Gene. Thank
Sorry.
You, Gene.
Love you. We would have done it yourself if you weren't here.
That's true. Hey, where do you need a screw? Oh, yep, right there.
Right at the back. Right at the back of the turlet.
The back of the shitter.
Yep.
Shitter's full, Clark.
That's from
thank you so much. From Christmas Vacation. I'll just take this. Thank you
Xmas,
so much.
Xmas Vacay, as it's called. Are the doo-doos just plain? So I've gotten a whole thing of like round things.
Excuse me? Yeah, I think those are poops.
And do you think they're poops or they're donuts? It's a real question, man.
Oh, that is a good question.
Ah. Okay. So all of them have a donut side and all of them have a doo-doo side. So you're supposed to grab it when the donut side's up and don't grab it when the doo-doo side is up.
Interesting.
Yes. It's a lot of strategy that I knew would come with the game. You're still unscrewing.
Yeah, I might have grabbed.
Did you know that kangaroos are famous for their doo-doos?
I mean, I'm learning a lot this episode, so.
I'm putting the donut stickers on the doo-doo tokens.
Oh, sorry. I'll ASMR this for you since that's your thing.
Yeah. No, that's teenagers' things, dude. And we know teens are our main listeners. Yeah. Cool teens.
Cool teens.
Not lame teens.
Cool teens.
Cool teen squad.
Are you putting the stickers on the donut? Oops.
I am. Are you working on
that? Yeah, I'm just about done. Okay. This is gonna like freak me out or something.
I wonder if he makes noises.
That's what I was wondering. Let's see.
Alright, turn him on. Is there a switch or something?
Maybe it's maybe it happens when you feed them.
What is there a switch, a turn on off switch on the bottom? I would imagine so.
What's this?
If it's battery operated.
Oh, yeah, maybe we need that.
Steve, are you okay? Do you want to help me talk? You want to help talk here, or
more
mumbling?
this is like literally assembly required.
Yeah, I'm assembling shit too.
Well, yeah, you're putting stickers in it.
Do you want to swap? I'll look at the screwdriver situation.
Well, Now I'm curious what this thing is.
I could still talk if I was screwdriving, though. Okay. I wouldn't just stay
silent.
Well,
I'm not done screwdriving.
What?
I'm trying to figure out why it's not working.
Okay.
Hey!
Ah! What'd you do? Oh my god.
I just kept pushing it.
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
So he's what's shaking. Happening, Steve?
He's sitting on the toilet and he's jiggling his butt. He's pooping. He is pooping.
See a doo-doo kangaroo? Okay, so he stopped.
Oh, okay.
So what do? We press the button each time we put a donut in, I assume?
Perhaps.
Here are the rules.
Let's play. The youngest player goes first. That's you.
Me? Uh-huh. Well, it's Gene, actually.
Oh, it is Gene. Yeah.
You're going to play Doo-Doo Kangaroo, Gene?
Leave me out of this.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
So you spin the spinner, which we have.
Yes.
You feed. You pick up that number of donut tokens, okay, which you're working on. You feed the donuts to the kangaroo. Put one donut in the kangaroo's mouth, then push down on the toilet flush button. You do this one at a time until you've fed the kangaroo all the donuts you've received. After feeding the kangaroo all of your donuts, if the kangaroo does nothing, your turn is over. Pass the thing. If the kangaroo doo-doos, the kangaroo will shake and spin while the donuts are flushed out. Some will land donut side up, some doo-doo side up.
Oh, no.
All players race to grab the donuts, but not the doo-doos. Grab the tokens that are donut side up. Don't grab the tokens that are doo-doo side up.
Easy.
Place all the donuts on your plate. All
right.
There's rules. There's more rules.
Oh.
Donut grabbing rules. All donuts that get flushed are up for grabs. You can only grab one donut at a time.
Wow.
That's huge. No flipping over doo-doos to make donuts. Any donuts already on a plate can't be grabbed. If you have trouble picking up the donut tokens, try sliding them over to your plate.
Okay.
Stopping the kangaroo. When all the donuts have been grabbed, press down on the toilet flush to stop. Okay, your turn is over. If the kangaroo shook before you fed it all of your donuts, place the remaining donuts back in the donut pile.
Okay.
Place all doo-doos in the donut pile and flip them donut side up.
The
player to your left takes the next turn. Great.
All right, I think I can figure it out.
Nope. Winning the game. There's one last
first one to five donuts on your plate wins. I gave you a plate with five donuts on it.
Oh, well.
So I could figure it out.
Trying to enjoy the
reading of the instructions. I know you do enjoy that.
Well, you're the youngest.
All right, I'll spin. Here we go. I landed on two donuts.
Great.
All right, I'll put one in his mouth. Press the button.
Mm-hmm.
Another one in his mouth. He loves donuts. Pressed it. Oh, shit. That scared me for a second. Yeah.
All right.
All right, Steve. Spin it like you win it.
Like you're really going to win.
That was right in the middle of one and two.
I think it's two.
Okay.
From my perspective.
Go ahead. Do those donuts, dude.
All right. One.
Okay. One in his mouth. He can push it down his throat. Yeah, it is. All right. We got to grab those donuts. Oh, shit.
One.
Oh, one. Two. Grab two.
Were they donuts when they came out?
Yes, they were.
Okay. It's your turn.
Okay. You only got one donut.
Yeah, because the other two went out your side. That's like real aggressive.
Yeah, it's a little scary. One. All right. I'm the way it's... Whoa, really spun that wheel.
I didn't mean to do that so hard.
You flicked it really hard. That's a one.
Okay.
You flicked the donut wheel extra hard.
It's like, you have to like seductively slide it on his tongue. Yeah.
You put it on his tongue first, and then you slowly slide it back. All right. All right, here we go. Spinning the wheel.
Two
donut doo-doo donuts.
What a great way to learn how to count.
Right? If you're a three-year-old. It's ages 3+, dude. Oh, shit. Oh, we have a lot of donuts in this one. Wow.
It's
another very aggressive spin. All right, I'll do it next time.
One.
Only one.
All right.
But I'm kind of worried. And we might get a doo-doo dance.
Have a
set it on his tongue. Slide it back. Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm going to do what you do.
See?
Woo! That's fine.
Right?
Yeah. All right, we landed on... Is that one or three?
That's the line. That's legit line.
Okay, spin again. Why does he keep landing on the line, dude? Three donuts. Three. Fuck. Okay, I think I'm screwed here. One. Press the button. Nothing. Or two.
The scissors.
Two. Check this out. Check this out, dude.
What?
I'm feeding him a doo-doo.
No.
I feeded him a doo-doo.
No.
Oh, God.
The randomness of the game.
Right? Hello? Doo-doos. Doo-doos aren't coming out.
It's because you fed him a poop.
Oh! There's two poops that came out. No donuts yet. Two doo-doos.
Somebody get him some water.
Why are the poops taking
he's
so long?
He's so happy.
He's so happy.
Look at him. Look
he's ecstatic.
He kind of looks like Herbie.
Oh, yeah.
My dog. Oh!
I feel like there's more than that, right? Ah! Oh! Oh, yeah, I won!
Did you win?
I did. My cat is freaking out.
What
the
hell?
Look at his face. Is that? So, well, yeah, so I got 5 donuts. You have how many?
2.
Wow.
Congratulations on winning the first ever game played
of Doo-Doo Donut. Kangaroo Doo-Doo? Is that what it's called?
Doo-Doo Kangaroo.
Doo-Doo Kangaroo. Better than...
Yeah, better than Doo-Doo Donuts. Not to be confused with Voodoo Donuts in Portland.
Yeah. Dude, we should bring this into Voodoo Donuts in Chicago, Illinois.
They are opening one here, aren't they?
Yes. And be like, I think we got a pitch for you.
Hear me out. We didn't invent this, but boy, did we play the hell out of it.
It's called Doo-Doo Kangaroo. Yeah. I know how much you love kangas. I know how much you love shits. So,
you know what? Let me back up. I'm Steve.
And I'm Chris.
Yeah. You might know us. Don't worry about it. Listen.
You might not know us from our podcast.
Listen, what do you guys do for fun around here?
Answer me right now, please.
Nothing? Great. You ever pick up fake donuts out of a fake kangaroo's butt out of a fake toilet that he's going fake poop in?
Because no? We do.
Would you like to? No?
We do, dude.
Too bad.
Too bad.
You're at my seminar.
I feel like this could be made into a fun drinking game.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
All right. Well, put it back in your box. It's yours now.
I'll put it in my home bag. And I will.
Do you want to keep it in its box or do you want to keep it loose?
Yeah, I'll put it in the back. I'll take care of it after.
I think it needs to be boxed, right?
I will put it in the box. Do you want me to do
that? I don't
know.
I just like seeing you box shit up.
Why?
Just kidding. All right. My turn for the next. What do you think of Doo-Doo Kangaroo, Steve?
You know, if I was a kid, I would be terrified.
You fucking wimp.
Oh,
you put the glasses on, the goggles on the kanga.
He's having a pretty rough day.
Yeah,
goggles feel.
Oh, yeah. The poo is like flying out of the toilet, so he needs
to. It took him a long time to get those out.
I know. I was wondering what was taking so long. Maybe some constipation.
Could be.
It's a lot of donuts. You shouldn't be eating that much.
What do kangaroos eat?
Donuts and doo-doo.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, not doo-doo. Only donuts.
Well, we all learned.
All right, so this one is to Chris from the cat, in parentheses, Tim. Not Riku. Riku would never get me a gift.
Yes.
Yes, that is correct. Oh, boy, another game. Yeah. Oh, what the hell's going on here?
It looks cool. I looked at it long enough to go, that looks cool, and buy it.
Okay, so
I almost bought a different game.
So tell me the different game as I open this up before I tell
you. The other game I was going to get was called Sorry Slides or Sorry Sliders or something.
Oh.
So it's like the game. It's basically like Shuffleboard.
With
like
Sorry?
Bar Shuffleboard, but with like Sorry Pawns. But they had like a little like ball bearing underneath.
Oh, that's fun.
So you could slide it. That was the thing that was sticking out of my basket
the
that I was
sorry.
Telling you about that I was worried like, oh no, Chris is going to see this.
All right. So Steve has received to me. A gift. It is called
Connect Four Spin.
Yeah. Which
this also seemed legitimately fun.
Dude, it ain't your daddy's Connect Four.
So basically, right? It's not. It's Connect Four, and a product contains magnets. Interesting.
Whoa, how do they work?
This is like a Breaking Bad episode. So it's a game of weights and balances. Spin the grid, so it's more of a each column is flippable.
How do you describe that?
It's like, it's hard to describe.
I guess you did a pretty good job. Yeah, each column is flippable.
Yeah, so you...
Sorry, I'm trying to get the thing out.
Huh.
So, a lot of commotion in this episode.
A lot of commotion. So there's a beginner mode.
Okay.
Where it's a line up 4 discs anywhere in the grid. Discs can connect through the center axis.
Oh.
Meaning this thing.
Sure.
In the expert, line up 4 discs in either the top or the bottom half of the grid. Discs cannot connect through the center axis.
Okay.
So like 1, 2, 3, 4 would not count.
Really?
Yep.
So how does it, why are we flipping it then?
I think I'm getting to that part.
Okay.
Get spinning on your turn. Place a disc anywhere in the grid. Hold the column from the back with one hand. Okay, that's how I put it in. Once you've placed your disc, use the tab at the end of that column to spin it. The column should spin at least 2 full rotations. If it doesn't, re-spin it. Oh, crazy. If the column doesn't stop in a vertical position, push down on the end closest to the base until it snaps into place.
Okay. So we just gotta. It's like random on which way it's gonna end.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And then it says, "Win the spin. The first player to connect four discs horizontally, vertically, or diagonally wins. You can only win after your spin. If you connect four discs when you play, sorry, if you connect four when you place a disc, it doesn't count unless they still line up after spinning.
Connect four.
Only one player can win. If your turn, oh, this is interesting. Only one player can win. If your turn, results in both players connecting four,
okay,
you lose.
What the fuck?
Crazy.
Dude, that's fucking bullshit.
All right. This is kind of cool.
Yes, I am putting your little discs in their slots.
I'm going to move the shitter kangaroo.
Shitter kangaroo. As he likes to be called.
As he likes to be called.
Go ahead and put your guys in there.
Yeah, sure, sure.
And I guess we start. Do I put it in?
You like...
Stick it in?
Yeah, it's like that.
Okay, well, I guess you've started.
No, sorry, I wasn't trying.
Just kidding.
And then after you put it in, then you have to spin it, but it's going to hit the wires.
Okay, so I put it and I spin it.
You spin
this
way? Yeah, it doesn't matter which way.
Whee!
It has to spin at least two times.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun, yeah. Oh, I see the magnets now.
Yeah.
All right, so I've spun it. I put mine in.
The only thing we have to decide.
Wackadoodle, dude.
The only thing we have to decide.
We're doing easy. Three.
Great.
Down through the middle, right? Or is it four down the middle?
It's four. It just means that you can.
Oh, right. Connect four. Jesus Christ. Connect four. All
right.
All right. There. Steve put his in. It's spinning.
Took a corner.
It's a cool function.
Yeah, there you go. Great. Yeah, this is neat.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go fucking.
A little strategy, a little random.
Yeah. Well, guess what? I'm about to connect four. Hope you listen to me.
Yeah. So beginner mode is this, right? The middle.
Yes. You can go through the middle.
So we're doing that?
Why not? We're beginners to this game. Steve's shoving his disc in. He's got to spin it. Whoa! It sounds like a Wheel of Fortune, dude.
A little bit. It's pretty satisfying.
Ooh. So how do we do it?
If it doesn't stop vertically, the closer to the bottom goes.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Pretty good.
So I read the directions, Chris.
Thank you.
Lawful good.
Lawful
good at connect four.
Connect four. I put, so now I'm three in a row. Steve is one in a row, but he's going to stop me probably, unless he wants to lose, which I don't think he does. Okay, I'm starting to see the strategy here because you put a yellow on the top, and it could be matching one of your other ones, but it ain't. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right, yeah.
Very interesting, sir.
And you could have... If we were playing expert, that would not have counted if you got those four.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Well, mine's snapped into place.
Great. So, yeah, I just have to be careful for...
How good are you at regular connect four?
Ah.
You've just knocked one of yours out.
It just never went in.
Oh, okay.
How good am I at regular connect four? I'm okay.
Yeah.
So what's one thing I'm noticing that's like an immediate difference that I didn't really think about is in regular connect four, you put it in and it has to slide to the bottom.
Yeah.
Whereas here, you can put it wherever you want in the thing. So like things like diagonal stuff, you don't have to build up. You just
right.
have to like...
But there's, you know, technically some sliding going on because we're sliding back and forth, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me try this to be a crazy boy. Spin to win. More like to lose, am I right? Damn it! Wrong side. Yeah, very tricky. You can definitely go like galaxy brain on this.
Yeah.
Okay, this might be the win for me. It depends on where yours lands. Oh, no, it is not. This way, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's see if I can get the win here. I have a hypothetical four in a row.
What?
You'll see. Not. Yeah. Damn it.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
I thought, never mind. I'm stupid. I thought I could be a winner, but I'm just a wiener, dude.
Classic.
Right? Let's see how he's working. Oh! Okay, you have two and two in a row, right?
Yeah.
Because yours are slippy boys, but now I win.
No, you have to spin it.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You have to give it has to be.
Did you notice two. They're in the same spot, so I win either way?
God damn it.
Boom! Nice. Connect far. And I even did the expert version.
No, you didn't.
I thought you said it can't go through the middle.
Yes, you did. Like, technically.
Yes, I'm a fucking expert. That's fun. That's more fun than I thought. I think the spinning is very satisfying.
Yeah.
And adds like a big wrinkle, which is, you know, the whole point.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks.
For giving me that gift.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Yeah, that's cool. I think that's, I like that better than regular Kinect 4.
I do either. Yeah.
We've literally played one game, but
yeah.
Still.
Shall I?
You shall. All
right, last one. This is different. Wrapping paper.
Oh, yes. I ran out of wrapping paper.
It's cool, though. It's like a little tiki, a little Day of the Dead, a little Christmas, a little everything. It says to Edgelord, which I think is Guardians of the Galaxy.
No. No. Edgelord's a term for someone on the line who tries to be edgy, like with their humor.
Oh, from Weeb.
Do you know what Weeb means?
Tell me.
White person who likes Japanese culture.
That's what I thought.
Short for weeaboo.
Got it. Wait, so what's Edgelord again?
Someone who's on the internet who like tries to be edgy with their jokes.
Oh, got it.
Like a fucking just a dork who's like makes like.
What's Chris Pratt's character in Guardians of the Galaxy?
That's Star-Lord.
Oh, got it. Okay, so
it has the word Lord in it, so you were kind of close.
Yeah. So this is a bigger one. It's heavy. It's probably about, 5 to 10 pounds.
Mm.
Interesting. It's about as big of a package as the shitting kangaroo was. Wow. Maybe a little bit.
Which you said was as big as the Geode one, so they're all not the same size, Steve.
the depth is different. as I compliment you every year, you're such a good rapper of presents.
We did this in the intro, and now it's right here. I hope you don't get too queer. That was a bad rhyme.
All right. Well, let's jump in.
Okay.
And it is hot. Ooh, a hot sauce box with some Mike's Hot Honey. So there's four things in here.
Ooh.
We can,
you want a taste test? Up. Should I grab a spoon? Two spoons?
Spoon. So we don't... Ooh, God, sorry. Do you have, like, crackers or something?
Let's see.
Yes, I do.
Or cheese?
I do a cheese, but let's get some crackers.
Okay.
Or some potato chips.
Oh, potato chips is probably... Are they plain?
Yes.
Not duck tongue?
They are from...
Oh, I like
Wisconsin.
Those.
This is Fisher's.
I've had those with you. They're very good. They're about as plain as you can get in the best way possible.
But they're like really good. The frying oil they use is really good.
Yeah, they're good. All right. Ooh, boy.
We've all had a Mike's Hot Honey in our day, right?
Yeah. This is so weird, the way they packaged it.
Oh, yeah. It's like a display kind of?
So there's three, like, we'll call them human-sized. hot sauces.
Yes.
But there's also very, very tiny Mike's Hot Honey in here.
Oh, yeah.
And the Mike's Hot Honey is upside down for some reason.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe. No, because I cut that seal, so nobody was, like, in here.
Yeah.
Anyway, it looks like we start from... Well, they're all hot. I don't know if it was, like, medium.
Hot.
All right. Hot. Well, let's dive in.
What's the first one?
Oh, that's funny. They're also in a different order.
This one's the lightest. This one.
We'll do it's Melinda's original habanero pepper hot sauce.
Okay.
Now it's interesting is habaneros are notoriously very spicy.
They
this
are.
Only has a 1 out of 5 little fire rating on the
I
label.
Think, you know, like a jalapeno, if you're not seeding it, if you're not eating the seeds, it's just a normal like pepper taste, right?
Yes. Sorry, I'm looking for like the
Do you need a knife or something?
Yeah.
God damn it, Steve.
Oh, I have the scissors. Scissors.
Hell yeah.
You're like murder scissors.
What do you mean murder scissors?
They're so sharp.
Okay. That's what scissors are supposed to be.
No, they're like real intense.
They're not fucking school scissors.
Well,
not dull safety scissors. That's funny if you just had safety scissors.
It's like in the shape of a bunny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So Melinda's, have you ever had this?
Only one I've had in here is the Mike's Hot Honey.
Okay.
So this, set your mouth on flavor. It's a two long paragraphs.
It's a classic one that is like the, has like the drop top on it.
The govna.
Droplet.
It smells really good.
Oh, it does. Okay.
I think so. Yeah. It just smells like peppers, honestly.
Okay.
Nothing too. Let me just make sure this doesn't come flying out. Comes out at a reasonable pace. You're not going to.
Yeah, it's jammed in there. Okay, you got a couple drops on there.
Okay, I'm actually going to do my finger plain first.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
spicy?
Whoa.
Ooh, that's nice.
I think I got a pepper flake on, directly on my tongue.
It's pretty spicy.
Yeah. Ooh.
Even for a 1 out of 5.
Makes me wonder what their fives are.
Mm hmm.
It's tasty.
It's a really good flavor.
Ooh.
I don't think it's too spicy. I think it's maybe a little less than like a sriracha.
Yeah, it's like way more than a Tabasco.
It's really nice. I would put that on like a Chipotle bowl.
Yes, 100%. Ooh, it's good.
Is it gum?
We'll see.
Well, close. Yeah, we'll see how it works with other food, right?
I think like something like a Chipotle bowl is like the perfect tester for a hot sauce.
Agreed.
Oh, this one has a rippy.
Oh, there's a rippy boy. So what's this next one?
Lola's fine hot sauce, all natural.
Lola, spice, 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 spice. Lola. Did you like that?
It's fine.
Thank you.
All right, hang on.
It's fine. He's doing the twisty spins. He didn't get it.
Well, I got the relevant
part. Oh, okay. That's all that matters. I kind of like when the stuff stays careful. There. This one could be
It smells really
good. Did it say what flavor it was?
No. Maybe on the box it does. I don't think so.
Let me see this. Fine hot sauce, just original recipe. Try this on anything.
Yeah, take a
whiff. Did you shake it up?
No. Maybe we should do it.
Ooh, yes. That smells like a nice general hot sauce. Yeah. General hot sauce. Jinx. We're friends. That's good.
Yeah, it smells good.
It smells good, rather. We haven't.
Just careful because it doesn't have the thing.
No squirty. Oh, and you literally didn't listen to yourself.
Yeah, it came out even faster than I was expecting.
It's more thin than you'd think.
I like it a lot.
Really good? Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah, you're right. Jesus Christ. Can you grab a napkin behind you?
Yes. Oh, man. It's got kick.
That's great.
It's really tasty, though.
It is like a better version of like a Frank's or like a Tabasco, rather.
This would be a really good wing sauce. This would be a really good wing sauce. Ooh, baby.
It does have a kick.
Yeah. It's like really liquidy, and I find that the liquidy ones can really burn you. No pun intended, but.
Again, not too spicy, though.
No.
We've gotten a lot of spice on this show before.
Yeah. Hot ones. Man.
We did the hot ones challenge.
I've done that twice with you.
We have done it twice. That's cute.
Have you ever done it twice ever?
Huh?
Have you ever done it more than twice?
Mm-mm.
So I've done it with you 100% of the time?
Yeah, dude.
Crazy. Only we should one. Do it again.
Okay. we'll do it every season.
Once a year.
Okay, so what's this one?
Sorry, so this is shaking it now before you get crazy.
That one was spicy. That one's lasting on my tongue.
So this is Tia Lupita, which is like Aunt Lupita.
Sure.
The OG Flavorful Heat. This hot little number in your hand is our original recipe, hot sauce. Each bottle is made in small batches, following the authentic recipes of my mom and everyone's favorite aunt, Tia Lupita.
Okay.
Try it on about anything.
Oh, yeah.
Flavorful Heat will keep your mouth watering for more. Looking purely at the ingredients, just red jalapenos. That's a good idea. Let me look at the ingredients on the other one that we didn't know.
I didn't see ingredients on the other one.
Pepper blend, red jalapeno and red habanero.
Okay.
Vinegar, lime, juice, garlic sauce. That's the one that we just had. The one we're about to have, red jalapenos, water, organic distilled vinegar, salt, garlic, oregano, black pepper, and cumin.
So this one should be less spicy than the last one.
Perhaps.
That habanero's hitting me a little bit, actually.
Yeah, my nose is a little runny.
Ooh.
Ooh, I love this.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you shake it?
Yeah, I did. It's,
Ooh, it's like,
It's just like the peppers.
it almost smells like mole-y a little bit.
A little? Yeah, totally. Let me,
Yeah, this one looks nice and thick. It's a much larger bottle as well.
Get it. It's like short and fat.
I like those stubby boys.
Yeah.
The stubby boy bottles.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, it's good.
It's like just like roasted red peppers, spicy.
Okay. Oh yeah, there's a picture of Tia Lupita on there.
That's good on. I'll pour that all over Chipotle bowl.
All three of these are good Chipotle bowls.
Yeah. This is my favorite one so far.
Really?
Yeah. I like it a lot.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yum, yum, yum. All right.
It's smokier than the other ones.
Yeah.
I would buy a bottle of that myself.
I would too. I'd buy a bottle of probably all these so far.
Yeah, agreed.
But this one, yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, for real.
It's really good.
Nice job, Tia Lupita.
It's like, All right, are we going hot honey?
We're going hot honey.
All right. This is our second honey today.
I know. We're on a honey flight.
Oh, my God.
Which normally is what I call when I send all my mistresses on a plane across the U.S. But today it's just trying a different couple of kinds of honey.
So this is just Mike's hot honey. I think
a
lot of people have had this, but it's
usually on pizza.
A lot of it's great on pepperoni pizza specifically.
Yes. I'm just going to dip.
Yeah, good luck. Okay, you got it.
Oh, I did get some.
Yeah, it's just a little honey infused with chilies or something.
Mm-hmm. Was it chili infused honey?
Was it chili peppers? It's good. I mean, I've had it before.
Yeah.
It's always good.
Me too. It works for good. It's good for like a cheese board.
Yeah.
But I mean, I have a jar of it sitting in my cabinet. I think it's always good to just kind of have it sitting there, right?
Yeah. Great. Thank you. That was good. These are good.
They are good. I'm glad they tasted good.
Me
and
too.
You're going to actually use them.
Yeah, I totally will. Especially this Lupita. Let's see what else they make.
I mean, I would have all three of those on various occasions, but I'd probably
this
have
was,
the Lupita.
That was my favorite.
I'd eat the Lupita first.
Ooh. Oh, and make
you
different.
Know, Lupita number one. I'm going Melinda's number two. Lola's number three, just because it's so spicy, and then Mike's four.
That's what I would do, too. That exact
way. Also, Mike's just because I've had it so much.
Yeah.
Nothing against Mike.
Who do you think
Mike,
he is?
Nothing against you.
It's like, I'm just going to put a bunch of spicy stuff in my honey.
Dude, he's a wackadoodle.
Your bees are just eating jalapenos.
All right.
Last one, right?
Last one, yes. To Chris from Chris. there's a... it's a D20 ornament. Let's see if it actually... makes sense this time. Okay.
It doesn't. It does.
It's like flat. It looks feels like a book, but I don't think it is. Okay. Interesting. What the fuck? Okay. So Paw Patrol Aqua Pups. But it is a Crayola Color Wonder mess-free coloring. Won't color on skin, furniture, or fabric. Colors only on the special paper. So it's great for on the go. That sounds magical.
Yeah, and it looks like a FedEx mailer.
Yes, it does. Oh, yeah, I just pulled the little tab off on the back.
Yeah.
So let's see how magic this shit is, dude, you know?
Great.
Oh, look, it's your favorite guy. I pulled out a picture.
Oh, the construction guy?
Yeah, what is he? He's the bulldog, right?
Yeah.
Remember his name?
I never do.
Weird colors. We have blue, orange, red, pink, and yellow.
Pink and yellow.
Yeah. So let's go. Let's make the dog blue. Oh, what the hell?
Is it working?
Yeah, look at
this.
Oh,
cool.
So it's like it like fades in much later than you're coloring it.
Okay.
What do you feel about that? Is that magical enough?
It's pretty cool. And I guess does it just go away on its own?
What do you mean?
Is it kind of like, because I'm imagining you like erase it, right?
No.
Oh, is it paper?
No, it's permanent.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The only thing is that like I can't see if I missed a spot until it fades in 5 seconds later. And so, well, I guess you can kind of see where it's drawing, but who's this, what's his name, Trunkle?
Sure.
Mr. Boy?
Yeah, I don't remember that one's name.
Do you want to try the magic? It's pretty magical. What color do you want? Yellow? Pink?
You pick the color for me.
All right, you're red, because you're so angry.
Okay. I gotta watch out for this.
Here, hand me all your hot sauce stuff, I'll throw it away. Put it in my hand.
All right.
There you go. All
right, now I'm going to, red. Oh, shit.
What's wrong?
I hit the microphones.
Steve! At least we didn't bash the table on a rock.
Side.
Oh, nice.
Are you sure they're not reusable?
Yes.
Interesting.
Read the fucking thing you bought me.
I'm not going to do that.
Discover hidden designs. What that means. What do you mean, discovers hidden designs, dude? What do you think that means?
It's like Fortnite loot.
Whoa, I love Fortnite.
This is pretty cool.
Yes, it's,
like
it's neat.
It's pretty satisfying to like just kind of
to see it like fade in.
Yeah,
so. Yeah. That's a good like stoned activity, I think. Right.
Yes,
Steve.
Sorry, I can't.
So it said discover hidden designs. I think if I'm coloring in something like this, starfish, there will be like designs baked in on it. Oh, there is. That's cool.
Looks like stars.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Oh, that's cool. That.
Yeah, there's like little sparkles on it.
If you look hard, you can. If you get the right light, you can see it.
Let me see.
Right, like if you color that in, there's going to be a Paw Patrol badge.
Oh yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah,
for children and me.
Hello.
Don't forget. Yeah, we gave each other.
I can see Gene enjoying this.
Yeah, this is. I mean, I like the magic of it. You know, I'm a big believer in magic.
Yeah, that I do know. You do love Disney. You love Disney.
Yeah, not as much as Gene.
Why don't you marry it? Marry Disney.
I won't, and you can't make me.
That's true, I can't.
You've tried. God knows you've tried. So, Steve.
Yeah.
Surprise, we have two more gifts to open. Because I bought these for you months ago, and as I was wrapping in there, I was like, oh, fuck, I got you these two things that I was going to save for Christmas, but then forgot about them until I came back with your five gifts. So they were supposed to be like your gifts this year, but I already bought you five. So I'm like, oh, I still have these two. So does this make sense?
Yes. I bought two gifts for you months ago.
Okay.
I forgot about them.
Oh.
Went to Target, bought you five, got back here, started wrapping. Oh, shit. I have the two extra gifts.
Got it. So I just get two bonus gifts.
Correct.
Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you.
All right. Here's one. I was hiding them.
Almost makes me want to get you a birthday present.
Well, we'll see. Wait, I did write a name on there. Right here.
To bonus boy number one from three question marks.
Oh, who could it be, dude?
Either you or that character from The Binding of Isaac, whose name is the three question
Blue
marks.
Blue Baby.
Blue Baby.
As he is also known, colloquially.
It's a bit of a cube, sort of a rectangular cube.
It's a bit of
maybe,
a cube.
I don't know, six cube, by yeah. 6 by 8?
Yes. 3 by 3 by 3, more like.
Oh, hey. Oh, that was loud. okay. I see. I met the bottom of it.
So okay.
I just like, really have no idea.
Yeah, I was like, you can't see it yet.
Gangster fun. Oh my god. What is this? Another mystery box?
Yeah, again, it was meant to be only one mystery box, but.
Oh, that's funny.
So what is it? What does it say?
It says Mystery Prankster Fun. 10 fun surprises over $20 value.
Whoa! That's $2
a
pop.
There's a surprise bonus in one of every 20 boxes.
Whoa, do you think you will have it?
I don't know. Are we doing it?
Why? Yeah, you're going to do it by yourself?
Yeah.
No. What's the point of that? Just in your apartment by yourself.
Somebody calls me. Not now.
Mystery pranks.
This is not good.
On the cover is the reason I bought it. It's like a giant emoji.
Ugh.
Which we always make that stupid emoji to each other.
Yeah. It's so. Very, it's the one that's like goofy eyes, tongue out.
Yes.
Grinning. All right. So I guess
how does this work? Just pull it out one at a time?
I guess so. Right. So here's.
Okay. Here's the first thing. What could it be?
It's like a Chinese finger trap?
Really?
I don't know. It's like, kind of.
Is it prankster?
Are pranksters things? Are they like
fidget fun?
What the because you can like put it on your finger and like ding around with it.
Ding around? Oh, okay.
It's like half of a finger trap.
Yeah, it's like
a badminton birdie.
Yeah, it looks like a badminton. He has a face and arms, and the bottom half is like made out of finger traps material, but it doesn't trap your finger.
Yeah, I think it's just
very weird. I've never seen anything like
this. There's nothing on the thing.
It just says Prankster Pop Up Pals.
Here is
the fuck is that
amazing slime squish ball?
Oh, those are fun. I've seen these before.
So if I
God,
that's pretty satisfying.
Scared me a little
bit. It's like a goopy ball in a net. That when you squeeze it, it all glunks out.
But it's gray, and then when you squeeze it out, it's red.
That's pretty funny.
It looks like a disease.
It does look like a disease. I'm gonna just
Steve, you're such a disease.
What is that from?
Home Alone. Yeah, Kevin, you're such a disease.
Or
as they like to say, Chateau Alone.
Chateau Alone. Yes. There we go.
What's on the top?
Oh, it seems like so a thing weird. I don't want to.
Oh, okay, it's holding the net. That's so weird.
It's kind of satisfying. It's a little fun.
You should make a boomerang about it.
We could.
Yeah, it's very weird. It's very weird and hard to describe.
Next, I have is a ball.
Okay.
Like a plastic shell ball that says, "Amazing squishy collectaballs." collect them all.
Okay. Amazing squishy collectaballs.
They all look like different poops.
Oh, and what kind of poop do you hope to have today?
Let's see. I hope it's the strawberry one.
Strawberry.
There's too many flavors to describe. Oh, wow. There's a burger one too.
There's a rainbow poop.
There's a few rainbow poops.
You hope you have a strawberry poops?
I hope I have the hamburger one.
Okay.
And it is
strawberry?
No.
It's pink.
It's a pink one. It is the.
Please describe.
Her name is Jen.
Her name is Jen.
It's
a pink poop with like a little white top, and she's like grinning with her eyes closed.
Yeah.
Toothy grin.
It's very squishy.
Herbie will eat it.
Yes, Herbie will eat that. okay. I got another little stress ball. I don't know.
Okay, another squish.
It's just another stress ball with just a funny face on it. And I think there's one more thing in there.
That's very funny. The next thing.
Another poop.
Yep.
It's like not like that should have come in one of those shells, but didn't.
It's another pink poop with a. This one has a princess crown and big pretty eyes.
She didn't come with a paper, so.
And
I don't
is
know.
It on the?
Nope.
Oh wow. There's a couple other things in there.
Oh yeah. Last but not least,
Oh, that's
like
just
an envelope
one.
Full of, I think, stickers.
Okay.
Sorry, this is so.
What's up, Gene? Oh, okay. Did he not come when you called him?
No, I think he locked him in a room.
Okay. Probably in there.
So here's a sticker.
Okay, so Steve got some stickers.
Here's a sticker that says "Whoops." It's a banana peel.
Whoops.
Here's one that's just an emoji screaming, but it's like sort of silver and holographic.
Okay.
Oh, this is interesting. Here's one. It says, rub the sunglasses. It's like a sunglasses, nose, and a mustache.
Sure.
Disguise, but it says, rub the sunglasses with your fingers to reveal a surprise.
Please do that.
Working on it.
Does it need to be like heat activated?
I don't know.
Okay. Keep rubbing, please.
Don't stop rubbing. It's like turning them to like X-ray spiral goggles, but doing like a really, really not good job of it. But okay. It's there. Here's a sticker that says kick me on a post-it.
That's very funny.
And then the last, but certainly not least, we have a fly
buzzing around a poop
as a sticker.
Gene is trying to find the cat. We didn't open a door, right, Gene? Okay, so then he's in here. We'll find him. Steve, what do you think of your prankster fun? And is any of that have anything to do with pranks?
I mean, I guess the sticker that says kick me...
Right.
It's like the closest thing to a prank in here.
Okay. You're squishing the ball. It looks cool.
It feels kind of neat. Although the net hurts my hands a little bit.
Oh.
It hurts my fingertips.
Well, so I should just don't hurt your fingies, dude. Whoop.
Hmm.
Is it sticking out?
Yeah, it was for a second. Thank you. That was cool.
Did you open that door back there? Okay. Well, is he in a cupboard or where you have the food? Yeah. Okay, let's take a break. All right, cat update. We found the cat. It was in a drawer. He was in a drawer. His name's Timmy. He was in the drawer when Gene... He jumped in the drawer when Gene got out the screwdriver and the hammer. And he likes to check out behind there, so he was in there. Who knows for how long? Probably like a good 30 minutes.
At least since we broke the geode.
yeah, it was around the geode time. All right, so prankster box, very prankstery.
Yes. I feel pranked.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not going to throw away these little figurines immediately. No, although I think you're going to keep the stress boy.
Yeah.
All right, last one. Okay. Last one. This one's the most fun.
I don't know if that's possible.
You'll see.
Okay.
What is it?
It's a cylinder.
Okay.
That says to Bonus Boy 2, which is the same as Bonus Boy 1.
Right.
From Stink Poo LOL.
Yeah.
Okay, dude. Great.
LOL.
It's, I can't tell if it's liquid or
what
not.
Is it shaped like?
Like a can.
Okay.
But it doesn't, I guess it kind of feels like one. I'm going to open it up.
Okay.
And it's the Trapper Keeper wrapping paper.
Right.
Whatever that's worth. Oh, it is a can.
Uh-huh.
Of... Oh, my... I can't... Cool!
Cool! Steve, you gotta explain what it is.
It's a can of caramelized onion gravy.
Like an actual soda can.
Made with HP sauce.
Yes.
Which I like a lot.
Yes.
So a brand called Potts. Where did you?
From World Market.
Thanks, man. How did you know?
I needed a can of gravy.
Yeah, I mean,
is it supposed to, like, something you're supposed to heat up, you think?
There are cooking instructions, which I didn't get to read.
Oh, yeah, perfect with sausages, as well as your favorite. I mean, this would be good with a steak, and I know you like steak.
I haven't had steak in so long.
Can you shit, really? Yeah. Do you make meat at home,
chicken.
Ever?
Best before end of April.
That would be good with chicken, too. It's caramelized onion gravy with HP sauce, dude.
Empty,
you know?
Contents into, I guess just heat it up.
Cool.
All right. 25 calories per serving. About 5 servings per container.
I just love that it's in a fucking... It looks like a soda can, but it's fucking gravy.
It's like a cool texture, though. It's like not
It's like matte. Metal,
but it's like, yeah.
M-A-T-T-E, right?
Yeah. That's pretty, I mean, I'll use this.
At first I was thinking we would try it now, but then I was like, wait, no. You'll actually
chug this.
Yes, you should. No, you should chug it. It's a gift for you. Ooh. Or I guess your gift is watching me chug gravy.
I don't want you to do
just
that.
Just kidding. I didn't want to, you, because you actually will use it, and especially with HP sauce. You got some good taste of Britain.
Yeah, what do you want? Are you saying you have one for yourself?
Do not try to gift me back something I just gifted
Look,
you.
Take this and the apron.
You fucking
I liked them the most. You need to have them.
I don't understand your brain.
I know.
I know. All right. Well, what was your least favorite present?
Prank box.
Yeah, it was definitely bad. Okay. Least favorite sponge.
Sponge daddy. Oh, yeah. Scrub daddy.
Scrub daddy. Just because it's a cleaning utensil. But everything else is pretty sweet, dude.
Yeah, I did a good job.
Yeah, I did a good job. You have crystals.
Yes, they're in my bag.
Your favorite judo kangaroo. You have so many V-Bucks. What are you going to do with all those V-Bucks, dude?
I don't know. Probably buy another silly dance.
Yeah.
Maybe a cool character.
Cool character, silly dance.
Maybe
you got them.
Buy some levels.
Well, you can buy they just released Rock Band and they have their own battle pass. You can buy the V-Bucks. Maybe you can get that.
I will do that, actually. Probably.
Anyways, Steve, I don't need to say send up stuff off our tubes because we don't do that much.
Yeah, we'll just be back next year.
Check out you know what? Let's do this year. Let's do Christmas in July.
Let's do it again.
And try to find advent calendars in July.
Oh, I bet we could.
Yeah, and then do gifts, but they'll all be summer themed.
Okay, sure.
Okay, let's do it. We're locking it down.
Great. We'll see you in July.
Check our stream universe. We'll probably start posting there recently or soon if you want to watch us play some video games together. But otherwise, Steve, Merry Hanukkah and a happy Jew year.
Oh, God.
Oh. I was... That did not...
You know you can just edit that out.
I know, but I did... Like, with... it's fine. I'm not going to get into the political landscape. That was not my intention of making that joke. Okay? Mm-hmm. Can you help me get out of this? No. Please don't let me sit here by myself.
I, you know, you gave me my gravy to swim in.
Now I'm swimming in gravy.
HP.
Don't slide that towards me.
Past life in the 20s.
Yeah, very impressed that you did not have to do that again.
With the context of what the fuck I was saying was really helpful.
Yeah. Well, I can't even remember what working to tat means.
Yeah. You're like, it's like working the tat. I'm like, I don't know. I didn't know.
If, you know, working the tat is like working to tat.
It's like giving tattoos.
Yeah. That's what they say. A lot of grifters love to draw bones and shit on the friends.
Oh. Are we still going, aren't we?
Yeah, well, yeah. I can't go back there and hit pause.
Still in my head, though, the muscle memory is you bonking over there and checking to make sure it works.
Well, this time it's through a door, so you better believe I'm not fucking walking through there.
All the more reason to bonk through it.
Dude, I can't bonk my nog like I used to anymore.
Bonk your nog?
Yeah.
Oh, like your noggin?
Yes.
Good.
Not eggnog.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to get another one.
Okay, that's fine. I guess we haven't started yet, huh?
No.
Cheese beef.